work on the neft to measure how much kerosene he has. Is Imalai Midoy Datli Asmakon. Go measure it yourself. I don't want to be with you. I don't want to smell. Bo Limda Mafasmu. If somebody says, come, like, I want to now measure out the perfume. Omala de Say Hamtumli Ashem de Dimcha. Wait, I'll help you out. Kadeshan is Basmim Ani Viyata. Then both of us together will smell nice from it. So it's much like if you want to do good, they help you, Minashamayim. Trashi Bo Lakech Limdoy Neft Nefnesha Rechara. Omala Amoyche Modli Asmacho. If the buyer wants to measure it off, so the seller says, Gesundheit, measure it off yourself. Mashenk, when you want to measure off a fasimim, then they say, let's do it together. Tona de Verbi Shmuel, Aveira mitamtenes libo shalodim. And you do an Aveira, it's fashtops, it covers up your lathe. It doesn't let you think, do the right way. It's the fashtops, it covers up, it blocks the lathe. Shenem the Pasuk says, Vulay satamu behem. Don't become tom, is going on eating the shrotzim, eating treifus. When he tamtem bum, and you become fashtop, you become tome, is al tikri v'ni tamtem, don't mean you lost in tome, you become tome, ele v'ni tamtem, it means you'll be fashtop, you'll be covered up. In other words, that when you do an aveira, it goes inside you, that mamish now your lave is not thinking the right way, you'll be harder to be a tzaddik now. Tone rabbonin, tiposik says, al tetamu behem, v'ni tamtem bum, mis odom mitama atzmemat, if a person eats a little bit treifis, is metamoyim oisai harbi. Milmato, harbe. They should know that in Shemayim, if they see you want to do bad, they're going to let you do a lot of bad. Milmato, mitama moise milmala. The person does averis here on this world, so they're metam you in Shemayim also. Boy lamazeh, if you do averis in this world, mitama moise lelamabo. You even make it bad for you lelamabo. Tana Rabbonin, the Pasuk says, viskadishtem, v'yisim kadoshim. You should be kadosh. Odo mekadosh atzumemat. The person watches himself. A little bit kedusha is mekatcha nice and harbi. They help you to become a big kodesh. Milmata mekatcha nice and mamala. If you do a little bit kedusha on lamata here on this world, they help you out in shemayim. Berlamaze mekatcha nice and lolamabo. If you do a little bit kedusha on this world, they help you out lolamabo. Exactly what it means, the two things here of mamata and lamala and lolamaze and lamabo. Of course, the same thing. That's to mean to say the mamash help you out right now. Lamata and lamala means everything you're doing right now, there'll be a help. Right now from Shemayim. The second thing is that if you go through this world good, when you come upstairs to Olam Habo, it'll also be good for you over there. Hadra lech omalem amamuna. So that's the Mishnah. Torah bekalfi. Now, when they wanted to make the Gorolas, that was the Mishnah we had before, that the Kohen Gadol went to the bottom, to the Mizrach of the Azorim, and there was the box, the kalfi was the box, and inside the box was two Gorolas, two lots. Is Torah for you mixed up the kalfi, mixed up the box? The two gorolas inside, the helosh ne gorolas, and with his two hands, the Kohen Gadol put his two hands into the box, and in each hand he came up with another lottery. Is echod kosav olav l'shein, one piece of paper, whatever was made out of wood we had before, and later on they made it out of gold. So on one it was written the word l'shem, the echod kosav olav l'azozel, and the other piece was written l'azozel. Is haskan b'yeminoi, the skan, the second in charge, was on the right side of the Kohen Gadol. For rosh peisav mismoli. The head of the Beis Av, that day that the Kohanim worked that day, is called the Beis Av. So the head of that day's Kohanim was on the left side of the Kohen Gadol. Now, im shel shem ola b'yeminoi, if the gerum that had the word Lashem came on the right hand of the Kohen Gadol, is askan oimaloi ishi Kohen Gadol hag b'yemincha. Like the skan was very happy and saying, pick up your right hand. You got the word Lashem in your right hand. It's better that way. But the halacha was like this. He used to have the two gerolas in front of him. The Kohen Gadol put his two hands inside the box, take out the two gerolas, and what came out of his right hand went on to the right side. What came out of his left hand went on the left side. So Hashem said it was always much better if the right hand that goes in the right one should be Lashem, that Lashem should go in the right one. See if it came now, Taka, that the one that said Lashem was on the right hand, so his gun was very happy and said, pick up your right hand, show everybody, you got the shame. What could it be though the opposite way? Let's say v'yim shel shem ola b'smerloi. Let's say the name Hashem came down his left hand. Then resh beis av oimaloi ishi kohen gadol hag b'smocha. Hence the beis av, the rosh beis av on his left side also said pick up your left hand. Now nosnu al shnei asirim. Now they put the two gerolos on the two sirim. The oimer and he said like this, Lashem chatas. The one that had the word Lashem on it. So he put it onto that one and said, you should know Lashem Chatis. We had Yishmo Leimer, Lehoi Yisarach Leimer Chatis. You didn't have to say the word Chatis.
because we know it was a series of frachatis. Elo Lashem, you only have to say this is the one that should be Lashem. And the man we know it's a chatas Lashem. Once he said the word Hashem, he said Hashem I'm a parish here, saying Einim, everybody else used to answer back and Achav and say, Baruch Shem Kvoy Machusel Olam Vod. Like we had before. Whenever you mention Hashem's name in the Beis Hamikdash, they always used to answer back, Baruch Shem. Kishem Hashem Ekwa B'Godel Olokeinu. So Rashi says, Torah, the Kalfish Nino Berek Nemalo, the Kalfish Hashem, we learned before that there was this box in the bottom of the Azara, now the Kohen Gadol mixed it up, and then pulled out the two lotteries. Torah, this time, the Trifa of a Trifa, he shaked it up well. The Elish Neger Rolis, Echad the Min, the Echad the Smoel, one is right hand, one is left hand. The Asirim Aimdin, Echad the Min, the Echad the Smoel. He had the two goats in front of him, one on his right side, one on his left side. The Nisan Garul Shailab Yamin, the Sayyid Shayamin. Whatever came up on his right hand, he would put on the right goat. And they know the Machrov, Kishamaskas Hashem, they would answer back, Baruch Shem. Nothing more. Lomali Torah Pekalfi. Why do they have to shake up the box? So Mar says, Poshik, Yechad Lan Nechavim Lishkol. And we'll just put it down there and not shake it up. We're afraid he knows exactly where each one was, and he'll put his right hand to get the one that says Lashem. Like it was more of a cheshivas, it shows Rav Biga Kohen Gadol, if the word Lashem came on the right hand. So we didn't want him to be able to take the right one, so we had to shake it up first. Rashi lo lechavin, Rashi, shelo yimashme shlohovin b'mishmushoi, eizah sholshen, v'yitlen lo b'yamin, lefi shusimin yofin k'shuwar lo b'yamin. It's a nice sign if it comes out on your right hand. So therefore you shouldn't do it on your right. Therefore, you're supposed to mix it up. Today, the Kohen Gadol should not be able to choose automatically that Lashem in his right hand. Omar Rova, kal fei shel eitz hoisa. You should know the box was made out of wood. V'shechol hoisa. It had no kedusha. It was regular chol. V'eino marzekas al shtei yadayim. It was only big enough that the two hands could fit in there. Versus Maskev lo Ravina. I understand why this box that they chose the lottery from was only big enough to put your two hands in there. Again, we don't want the Kohen Gadol to feel around the pieces of the Ksav like it was written on at one Lashem and one Lazozel. So we'll start moving around his hands over the piece of paper to know which one's Lashem, and Abadav could put that one in his right hand. So we don't want him to be able to feel too much there, so we make a very small box. He could just barely get his two hands in there. Ela shel chol, why does this box have to be dafka shel chol? It has no kedusha. Why not? Nikatsha, why can't we give a kedusha? Let it have a shem klisharis. Like we're doing a dover shem kedusha here, we're choosing now on Yom Kippur the shnei sirim. So what's wrong to make it shel kedusha? And the Gemarim came, heavenly klisharis shalates. Since it was made out of wood, it's going to come out now, it's going to be a klisharis made out of wood. And the klal is, the klisharis, the eighth layer of din. It's not nice to make a klisharis out of wood. The since it was made out of wood, therefore we don't give it any kedusha. So the Gemara good, or the Venev to the Kesef, that's no reason why. So make the box out of silver, make a silver box. Invite to make it kedusha. Venev to dissolve, make it out of gold, and it'll be Mekadoshit. And the Gemara, Torah chosam amoyna shal Yisrael. The Torah said that not to waste your money. So they weren't mechayev you to make the golden box or silver box. It was enough just to make a wooden box. And therefore, one box can't have a din of a klisharis. That's why it had no kedusha. Rashi at Torah Chosav Shenemar v'tzivo hakoyin opinu asabayis. You see, by Hilchos Negev Abayis, the Kohen first tells you empty out anything you have in the house, and then he's matam of the bayis, because they're not to ruin the chesim you have in your house. You see, Hashem is Chosav not to lose your money. So also, Hashem didn't want them to stand waste their money. So the sound, I of course not wasting your money. L'churi tzvun doing l'shem kedusha. But that's the svara that the Torah wasn't mechayev to do more than you have to. Right? Mas nitzin lemar says the loyki aitana. Our mission does not go at this time. The Tanya we learned. Rabbi Yehuda Roimer Mishum Rabbi Lezer Haskan O Kohen Gadol Machnisin Yodom Bekalfi. Both of them put the hands inside the box. The Skan and the Kohen Gadol. In Biyaminoi Shal Kohen Gadol Oyla Haskan. If it came out in Biyaminoi Shal Kohen Gadol Oyla. Haskan oimalo ishi kohen gadol hakva yemincha. The imbimina shosgan oilo rosh peisav oimalo kohen gadol dova milecho. Rashi, if imbimina shosgan oilo rosh peisav oimalo kohen gadol dova milecho means dova devrecho lashem chatis. You say at least say out the words lashem chatis. In other words, both the kohen gadol and the skan put the hands into the box. and one of them came out with the cloth. See if the Kohen Gadol came out with it, very good. Then the Sgan told the Kohen Gadol, pick up your hands. But let's say the Sgan came out with it, so then, Nachum says it. Sgan Reblezer, Sgan, Mishum Reblezer, Haskan the Kohen Gadol, again, Machnisin Yodzim Mekalfin, they both put the hands inside the box. In Biyamino Shok Kohen Gadol Ola Oilam, if it came out to be in the right hand of the Kohen Gadol, it's Sgan Oimoloi, Ishi Kohen Gadol Hak Biyamincham. So the Sgan, the second one in charge, would tell the Kohen Gadol, very good, pick up your hand. Show everybody that you got it in your right hand. Let's say, no, it came up in the right hand of the Sgan, Oilam, then Rosh Beisav, the third one there, the Rosh Beisav, Oimaloi, the Kohen Gadol, he would speak to Kohen Gadol and say, Dova Milecha, like you now say Chatas Hashem. We want the Kohen Gadol to do something, so we say, you do Kodesh Hashem. For the Gemara of a name, Olay Sgan, why did the Sgan say Kodesh Hashem? Because it's not nice, since the Kohen Gadol didn't get the girl in his hand, he feels bad. So I call upon him, we let him do something. I call upon him, we let him say, Chatas Lashem. So here you see it's a machlekes. Our Mishnah says, only the Kohen Gadol put his hands into the box. Mashenka, here the Brisa says both of them, the Kohen Gadol and the Sgan, both of them put their hands into the box to choose the girl. But my chemist, look at what's the machlokes here? Masava yemino de Sgan odif mispelo the Kohen Gadol. Once he says that the right hand of the Sgan is better than the left hand of the Kohen Gadol, or masava kiadod ninu. No, they're both equal. So the Vayan Mashra Fakir takes this. Not that both of them put in all four hands. Hey, if the first one holds, our Mishnah says, the Kohen Gadol put his two hands in there, his right hand and his left hand in there. The next price says, no, the Kohen Gadol put his right hand in there, and the Sgan put his right hand in there. And if not, only two hands went in there. But it wasn't the Kohen Gadol's left hand, it was the Sgan's right hand. That's the way they chose. And then, whichever one came out to be Lashem, that's it. If the word Lashem came out on the Kohen Gadol's right hand, so the Sgan told the Kohen Gadol, pick up your right hand. If it came out to be in the Sgan's right hand, then the third person, the Rosh Beizav, would tell the Kohen Gadol, call upon him, you should say, Chatas Lashem. So what's the machlokes? He says, our mission holds that the left hand of the Kohen Gadol, the Gefurot, is better than the right hand of the Sgan. Like he's more chash of the Kohen Gadol, so let him use his two hands. And the Brisa holds, no, Gefurot, the right hand is more chashiv. So it's better to have two right hands. Have the right hand of the Sgan and the right hand of the Kohen Gadol, rather than having the left hand of the Kohen Gadol there also. So, Gadol, all right, we'll stop over here. You know, so Lamites. You know, start over again. Lamites. Start the third again. Go through Shnei again. Torach Bikalfi, he used to shake the Kalfi, the box. Tehelo Shnei Gerolos, he picked out the two lots. Echot Kosovol of Lashem. One was written Lashem. The Echot Kosovol of Lazozel. It is Haskan Bimino Rosh based out of the Smoily. Imshel Shem Ola Bimino Haskan Oimolo Ishi Kohen Gadol Hagba Yimincho. If on his right hand came out the one Lashem, that was a chosh of a thing, he would say, pick up your right hand. If the lot that says Lashem in it came out on his left hand, is then Reish Beisav, Oimalai Ishi Kohen Gadol, Hag Beismolcho. They're not the Sgan, but the other one, the Reish Beisav, he would say, lift up your left hand. Then he put it on front of the two serum in front of him. And he said, the one that went Lashem, that should be Lachatis. Like Rashi says, he has the two serum, the two goats in front of him. Whatever comes up on the right hand, he puts on the right goat. What comes up on the left hand, goes on the left goat. And he has to say, though, it's one that has Lashem, Lashem, Chatas. You didn't have to say the word Chatas, Pshita. He just said the word Lashem. Hashem HaMafarish. Whenever they said Hashem HaMafarish in the Beis HaMikdash, they used to answer back, Baruch Hashem. So the Morah. Lomuli Torah for Kalfi, why do you have to shake the box? There the Kohen Gadol should not be able to see which one is the one that says Lashem on it, and it's a bigger chosh of a zach to have it in your right hand, so make sure to pick it up on his right hand. Therefore, we shake it up, he shouldn't know which one to pick. Omar Rava, Kalfi shall eat chosh of a shakol hoysa, v'yena machzekas el ashtay yodayim. It was made out of wood, it was chol, and only was big enough to put two hands inside it. Maskla Ravina. That's good, it was only big enough for two hands to fit in, in order to Kohen Gadol not be able to play around to tell which one is Lashem and take it in his right hand. So only two hands fit in, they can't play around with them. Ella shel chol nekatsha. Why wasn't it made out of Kodesh? Let it be a klisharis. Why was it only chol? The Moran says, "Im kem hevel klisharis shelaitz." Oh, klisharis the eitz layavdina. That's the cloud. We don't make a klisharis made out of wood. It has to be made out of metal. For the Gemara, good. Venevda the kester, venevda the zov, good. So make it out of silver, out of gold. But let it be a klisharis. Who are you doing a Kodesh trick a thing with it? You're making the gorillas for Yom Kippur. Now the Gemara svara atayra chosav amayin shal Yisrael. The Torah didn't want you to spend too much money. It had rachmonis on our money. Therefore, it didn't tell us we have to make it out of gold or out of silver. It's enough just to make it out of wood. And once you make it out of wood, that's a svara only made out of choil, not out of hegdish. So the Gemara masnisin leki aitana. Our mission is not going to this tana. The tanya will end like this. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Weimer. Mishum Rebbe Lezer. That haskan v'koin godo machnisin yodo mekalfi. As Rabbi Yehuda holds, not like our Mishnah that says that the Kohen Gadol puts his two hands into the box to choose, but the Kohen Gadol and the Skan, they both put their right hand into the Kalfi to choose. In B'yamino, shall Kohen Gadol Olam, if the word Lashem comes up on the right hand of the Kohen Gadol, is Haskan, Oymala Ishi Kohen Gadol Hagva Yimincha. Then the Skan tells the Kohen Gadol, very good, like Yashkoich, pick up your right hand, show everybody, that's the one Lashem came in your right hand. What about Vim Bimino Shoskan Oila? Let's say the word Lashem, that lottery came up in the Skan's hand, not in the Kohen Gadol's hand. Is then Rosh Beisav Oimeloi, the Kohen Gadol, Dabem Milechem. Then the Rosh Beisav would tell the Kohen Gadol, you say, and say the word Chatas Lashem. In other words, not to be Mavayish, the Kohen Gadol, we let him do something. And the Mar says, the name of Leiskan, why doesn't the Skan himself say it? That since the Skan has it in his right hand, the Lashem, let him say Lashem Chatis. Now the Gemara Kivan the Loisolat Biyodei, since the Kohen Gadol didn't get the word Lashem in his hand, is Chol Shabaita. He's going to feel very bad. Therefore, we don't make him feel so bad, we let him at least say the word Chatis Lashem. That's why the Rosh Pesach tells the Skan, tells the Kohen Gadol, you at least say the word Kodesh Lashem. The more of my commiflugi, what's the machoikis? Our Mishnah and Rabbi Yehuda. Now Rabbi Yehuda holds the Skan and the Kohen Gadol both put their right hand to choose. And our Mishnah says, no, the Kohen Gadol puts his two hands in. That mass of our Yemino, the Skan, or the Ephemismal of the Kohen Gadol. Hey, so Rabbi Yehuda holds that we have to have the Choshev of two hands, and the right hand is more Choshev. Therefore we take the Skan's right hand, which is more Choshev than the Kohen Gadol's left hand. They're both shava. They're both. Each one has the mile. Each one has a chsaron. Gefort, it's the Kohen Gadol's left hand, but the other side is the right hand of the skan. So since they both have miles, the kiadodininu, we let the Kohen Gadol do both already. That's what our mission holds. That the Kohen Gadol puts his two hands into the kalfi to pick the goro. So the Gemara man hay tano to pull the galadik of Yehuda. Like, who's the Tana of our Mishnah that argues on Rabbi Yehuda and holds the gorillas were chosen with the two hands of the Kohen Gadol? And the Gemara, Rabbi Chanina, Skan HaKohanim, who? It goes according to Chanina, Skan HaKohanim. The Tanya will learn like this. Rabbi Chanina, Skan HaKohanim, Oimer. He used to say, Lomo Skan, or as Lama Skan, what's the purpose of having a Skan altogether? Is, Mininoi, shall I go see the Bach says, Lomo Skan Mimin, or why is he on the right side? Yeah, why does he go on the right side? So Chinias Kanakhanim says, Shim Iro Boy Psul, the Kohen Gadol. If something will happen wrong with the Kohen Gadol, have some type of psul, is Nichnas Skan or Mishamish Tachtav. Then the Skan will come in and be Mishamish instead of the Kohen Gadol. But Mashma, up until we find the psul in the Kohen Gadol works, and the Skan does nothing. The Skan only does something when the Kohen Gadol has a psul. That's what our mission holds. That the Skan doesn't do anything. The Kohen Gadol puts his two hands into the kalfi to pick the gorillas. And the Skan is only used when there's a psul found in the Kohen Gadol. Rashi says, Lama Skan Yiminoi, Shahar Lech Tomad Leminoi. Why does the Skan always go on the right side? Kach Omru B'Shem Rabbi Yitzchak Alevi. That's the way the Girus yells from Rabbi Yitzchak. V'ani Shemati, Rashi says, I hold the Girus like this.
Merabenu Yitzchak ben Yehuda, that lo maskan memuna. That's the gears in the Gemara should be. Lo maskan memuna. What was the purpose the skan was appointed? What is his job? The whole job of the skan is shim yirup sul. If something happens wrong with the Kohen Gadol, then he takes over. Avo kol zaman shlo yara by psul, but kol zaman nothing happened to the Kohen Gadol, ein haskan oyved shum avoy the birlam. The skan does nothing. The only thing to do is the Kohen Gadol. So that's like our Mishnah, that even to choose from the Kalfi, the two Gerolos, it was the two hands of the Kohen Gadol. He did both of them. The skan doesn't do anything until we find the psul with the Kohen Gadol. Tana Rabbonu, Arboim Shono Sheshimesh Shimon HaTzadik, the 40 years that Shimon HaTzadik was the Kohen Gadol. This was the beginning of the Bayi Sheni. Hoye Goyril Oyla B'Yamin. We said that was a choshev thing, if when the Kohen Gadol put his two hands into the Kalfi, that the right hand came up with the word Lashem. It's choshev that Lashem should be on his right hand. So by Shimon HaTzadik, all the times it came up in his right hand. The 40 years he was the Kohen Gadol, all 40 years, the girl of Lashem came up in his right hand. Mekan v'yelech, after Shimon HaTzadik was Kohen Gadol, after him, is Pamemoylo v'yamin, Pamemoylo v'smoyl. Depends. Certain times it came up still in the right hand, certain times not, and then they weren't so choshev like Shimon HaTzadik, so certain times it only came up in the left hand. For Hayeloshen shall Zahariyas melabin. It's all the 40 years of Shimon HaTzadik, the Loshen shall Zahariyas. The piece of wool, it was red wool that they used to tie around the Seri HaMishtalech, and then they used to throw it away. And the sin that happened was that if a Kodesh Baruch was Meichel Klal Yisrael, that red piece of wool turned white. So all the 40 years of Shimon HaTzadik turned white. Mikan V'eloch, after that, after him, Pomim Malabin, Pomim Malabin. Certain times, some years it did turn white, and certain years it didn't turn white. The Drashi Loshim Sol Zahorius. Tzemer Sorek, combed out wool. Or Moshe Kimin Loshin, like a tongue. Or Tzvua Edom, it was dyed red. The Koshri Moise Broi Seyam Eshtalech. Used to tie this piece of wool around the head of the Seyam Eshtalech. Voyim Alav in the Elev, and it would turn white by itself. Vuhu Simin Shemochla Kodesh Bochul Yisrael. Shenem Rem Yuchat Reichem Keshonim Kashel Yalvinu. The white is Loshin and Kodesh Bochul was Moichel. Vaitav Voyuner Marovi Doilik. All his 40 years, the Ner Marovi was always lit. Mikan v'yelech pomim delech pomim kova. Certain times it lit the whole night, certain times it didn't, it went out. So Rashi says, Hoyaneh ma'rovi delech, li'achas shekovu shar kol neiros. Means even after all the other neiros went out, this was like the night that the Ner Marovi was still lit. V'yaf al pi shimimenu maskel lahadlik, arvis. Even though that was the first one to light. So the Chura, since you lit that one first, that one should go out first. No, it was a nest, the Ner Marovi went out last. It lit longer than the other ones. That it used to be the last one that you have to fix off the Atovas Neres in the morning. What's the Edis? Where do we see the Shechinas in the Beis Hamikdash? The Ner Marovi. That's the nest we see by the Ner Marovi. They put oil in the same size as the other ones. This was the first one to be lit, and the last one to go out. So that was the Nes. Now, V'ezel Ner Marovi, what is considered, which Ner is called the Ner Marovi? L'man V'yom Eshiv HaSaneris Durim Mizrach HaMariv. It's a machlokes exactly how the menorah was. One says the menorah was between east and west, Mizrach HaMariv. Is a melo, which one is called Marovi? They're all facing. Is Kori Ner Marovi Ner Sheni Shesamach L'Rishon Sheba Mizruch. When you start on the Mizruch side, the second one going towards the Mariv, that's called Ner Marovi. Kiritna Nichnas Echod V'Nimtza Shtei Neiros Mizruchis Dokus. After the first one, the second one, that's called Ner Marovi already. Now, Laman D'Yomar, that the menorah was Sofen V'Dorim, it was put, Faket, Sofen V'Dorim, Nisunim, Ishoyu M'Tziyusan, Ponev Misuvin Kalpe Mariv. The middle one was facing to a Marav. For who Kori Marovi? The middle one, there were seven Neiros. So the middle one, that was called Ner Marovi. And it was facing towards Marav's side. Vishar HaNeiros, Mitzadadim Peneim Kapiyam Tzoyim. And the other three on the right side, three on the left side, were facing towards the middle Ner Marovi. Kedekhsev Amul Peneim Neiros. That was the Ne'er Maravi, and that was the nest that it used to burn the longest. So, but the 40 years that Shimon HaTzadik was there, it always happened. After him, sometimes yes, sometimes no. But another thing was, for Hoya Eish, Shel Marocha Miskaber, the Marocha Gederlo that they fixed up in the morning, the wood they put there in the morning, was enough for it to burn the whole day. Throughout the whole day, they did not have to add more wood to the Marocha. It was like a nest, that the morning's stack of wood was enough for the whole day. Only there was a mitzvah, but by the Talmud, Shal Ben Habayim, there's a mitzvah again to bring the Shnei Gziriyetzim, two big pieces of wood. K'dei l'kayim mitzvah seitzim, in order to be l'kayim the mitzvah seitzim, but not that they really needed it. It was a nest that the wood in the morning was enough for the whole day. So Drashi, v'yeish hamarochim esgaber, v'doylek me'elav v'loy toysus seitzim. The wood in the morning was enough to burn the whole day without extra wood. V'loy yitzrichol avi eitzim mishesedru shachris. Once they fit it up in the morning, set it up in the morning, you didn't need any more the rest of the day. Chutz mishnei gziri eitzim, shobein habayim, shein choyv, gamino pirkin liyil. By Tomit, shobein habayim, there's also a mitzvah to bring the shnei gziri eitzim. It's not the how to do. Mikan v'yelich, though, after the 40 years of Shimon HaTzadik, then, pomim miskaber, sometimes it's also like a net, the fire was burning enough from the wood in the morning, the whole day, and pomim mei miskaber, for certain times, no, the fire they saw come out was going out. All the wood was burnt up already. And certain times, the Kahanim mamash were busy a whole day feeding wood to the fire, to keep the fire going. As the fire didn't go by itself anymore, but it only went if he added wood. So the whole day, the Kahanim were busy adding wood to the Marocha. Another nest happened, Vishas Shimon HaTzadik, V'nishtalcha Brocha Boimer. There was always a Brocha in the Korban Oimer, the second day Pesach, over Shtei Halechem, it comes on Shavuos, over Lechem upon him on every Shabbos. The Chol Koyin Shemegia Kezayis, any Koyin that was there to get even a small amount, just a Kezayis, of any one of these, is Yesh Oichloi V'sova. He ate it and he was satisfied. It was a nest that the little Kezayis that he ate filled him up. V'yesh Oichloi L'moyser, some people even ate this little Kezayis and had left over, it was too much for them. But they took one little bite of the Kezayis and it filled them up. Mikan v'yelech, after the 40 years of Shimon HaTzadik, nishtalcha me'er v'oimer. Then there was like a klola that came to the oimer. So Rashi says, me'er means, she'no masbiyoi. Then it didn't fill you up the little bit. It filled you up like any other food. And you're only filled up if you ate a nice big portion of the oimer, or else the shtei lechem. Is nishtalcha me'er v'oimer over shtei lechem, over lechem upon him, and all three. V'chol koyin magia kapul. Any time a kohen only got the size of a pool, so Rashi says, "Min sheina kezayis meyaches shiro sheina masbiyat tznuyim moshkin eshdeim." Whenever they got a small amount, so hatznuyim, the nicer people, moshkin eshdeim, they took their hands away. No, it wasn't kedai for them to take it because it was so small and there was no brocha then; it wouldn't satisfy you, so it wasn't kedai to take it. But Rashi says, "Avu v'mei shimin." But at the time when Shimon HaTzadik was alive, as Misha Megia Kapul, Lohoya Moshkin Yadayim. Anybody that would even receive the size of the pool, the size of a small bean, would take it. Because there was a bracha then, that even that size would do something to you. But after Shimon HaTzadik, there was no bracha. So if you only got a small size, a Choshevet Koyin, Stam didn't take it. V'agaganim, but the freses, the chapis, Neutlim, they chapped it. The Eichlin, and they ate it. One kohen chapped the chelik for himself and took his friends. He chapped away the friend's portion also. They called this kohen now Ben Chantzin. They called him a chapa. Ben Chantzin.